We get questions from listeners all the time, and today's query from Alan is perfectly timed for the end of the year. Alan wants to donate his old laptop to charity, but first wants to make sure the hard drive is wiped clean, leaving no trace of his actions. Do you know of any programs for ensuring that all information is unrecoverable from a laptop's hard drive, he asks. Well, we looked into it, and we've got the answer for Alan and everyone listening today. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. With me today is Elizabeth Weiss, who covers security issues for USA Today.
Hello, how are you?
Now, Beth, both Windows and Apple computers offer one-click tools to format the hard drive. Would you be comfortable doing this or prefer one of the commercial software programs that promises to really wipe your drive clean?
Okay, so there are several levels here, and it really depends on how paranoid you are and what you do for a living. So if you're a normal person, you're not hugely paranoid, the wipe program that comes with your computer is probably fine. So if you're a regular person, that's probably fine.
Very simply, Windows has a software program to format your drive, as does the Mac. On Windows, you go to Start, Settings, Update and Security, Recovery, click Get Started, and select the Remove Everything option. On Macs, go to Utilities, Disk Utility, and select the Erase option, then wave goodbye to your data. And before you start, I got to nag, back up your hard drive, please, because if you don't, you won't be able to get the data back and transfer it to a new computer. Backing up is easy. The easiest thing to do is to buy a small portable hard drive for under $100 and just copy everything over, create a folder called backup, and you can bring everything back for your new computer, or you could upload your files to cloud services like Google Drive and Microsoft OneDrive, which offer free starter programs. Okay, now the thing about the software programs that promise to really wipe your drive clean is they look really, really complicated. Beth, have you tried any of them?
You know, I did a couple of years back. I was giving away a computer and I actually bought some. I mean, I think at that time it was a Symantec program. And they all work and they work well. I mean, there's even free versions of them. They can be a little daunting, mostly because they're terrified that you're going to erase everything on it, not realize that you've done that, and then sue them. So they make you jump through a fair number of hoops before you actually do it. But they work, and they work very well. What they do is they keep going over and over and over the hard drive until it would be almost impossible for anyone to find the information that had been on there. And again, the NSA might have been able to. But so those programs are kind of the second line of paranoid defense. And the first line is just do the regular wipe.
My recommendation to Alan is to simply use the Windows or Mac software, the one-click, format the drive button, but do it several times. According to HowToGeek.com, the Department of Energy uses 3 passes to delete their files, while the Pentagon goes for 7 passes. Beth, what's your recommendation?
The NSA is not sniffing around my computer. And if they are, that's not where they're going to find anything. So if you do it a couple of times, you are fine. For the truly, truly paranoid, there are places you can take them where they will degauss it, where they actually expose your hard drive to incredibly strong magnets that wipe it so clean that nothing could ever be found. That's kind of a hassle. But yeah, just run the program a couple of times and you're good to go. You can donate it to charity. You can feel good about your new computer because you're not adding to landfill.
All right, Elizabeth Weiss from USA Today, thanks for sitting in with us on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You can find Beth on Twitter, at eWeiss. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.